Maharashtra State Cabinet on Monday held an important meeting and took five most important decisions that impacts the lives of Mumbaikars, and the meeting was held at the Mantralaya under the leadership of Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar, along with other cabinet members attended the meeting. An official statement said, several important decisions were taken during the meeting. It said, here are five key decisions. Orange Gate to Marine Drive Tunnel. The government will speed up the construction of the underground road from Orange Gate to Marine Drive. The Mumbai Metropolitan Region Development Authority, MMRDA, has been approved for interest-free secondary loan assistance, Thane Metro Project. The cabinet has decided to expedite the Thane Circular Metro Rail Project, approving a revised plan with a budget of 12,200 crore rupees. Bandra to Borivali Tunnel. A budget of 15,000 crore rupees will be allocated for the construction of an underground road connecting Thane to Borivali, slum rehabilitation in Ramabai Ambedkar Nagar and Kamraj Nagar. The cabinet will promote the slum rehabilitation projects in these areas. The MMRDA will receive concessions for land premium payments, affordable housing for slum dwellers in Dharavi, a new plan for affordable rental homes for ineligible slum dwellers in Dharavi has been announced. The responsibility for the Dharavi redevelopment project will also be assigned. These decisions are expected to improve infrastructure and living conditions in Mumbai, benefiting many residents in the region, the officials said. Other key decisions taken during the meeting: village employment workers will now receive a monthly honorarium of 8,000 rupees, along with incentive grants. A subsidy scheme has been launched for the care and maintenance of native cattle. The state will set up a water resources information center to enhance water resource planning. The Bhagpur Lift Irrigation Scheme in Jalna district has received improved approval, benefiting 30,000 hectares of land. The limit for retirement and death benefits has been raised to 20 lakh rupees. Economic criteria for the Agricultural Self-Sufficiency Scheme for Scheduled Castes and Neo-Buddhist farmers have been enhanced, enabling more farmers to benefit. There will be a substantial increase in allowances for home guards, benefiting around 40,000 personnel. A revised policy for military schools in the state has been adopted. A mechanism for organ donation and transplantation will be established, with a focus on public awareness.